Hi, boys and girls. Today I'm going to read a story about a little boy named Simon. Simon says over and over to himself that he's a duck, until one day he really is. Now what will he do? Let's read on to see. I Am a Duck by Mike Wilkins and Jeff Wakefield. My name is Simon, and I am a duck. Simon was not really a duck. He was really just a little boy. In fact, he was a very ordinary little boy, except for one thing. He wanted to be a duck. Simon had wanted to be a duck for as long as he could remember. He had wanted to be a duck for so long that he could not even remember why. Every day on his way to school, when all the other children were laughing and joking and telling funny stories, Simon walked down the sidewalk all by himself, wishing that he were a duck. He gazed up into the blue sky and smiled at the bright yellow sun shining down on him. "My name is Simon, and I am a duck," he said over and over to himself. But he knew that he was not. One day in school, Simon pretended that he was a duck. The teacher called out his name, and instead of saying, "Yes, Mrs. Hoggleberry," he just said, "Quack!" All of the other children thought he was very funny, but Mrs. Hoggleberry did not. She made Simon stay in late and write on the blackboard 500 times, "I must not quack in school." One night, as Simon was falling asleep, he thought he heard a duck flying around in his backyard. He jumped from his bed very quickly to see if it really was a duck. He jumped up so quickly that he hit his head on the bookshelf. In fact, he hit his head so hard that he forgot all about the duck sound coming from his backyard. He forgot all about everything else, too. Everything became black and silent and strange. When Simon woke up, everything was still very black and silent and strange. He reached out to turn on the lamp, but it was not there. The more he felt around for it, the more confused he became. He did not understand at all. It seemed as if he was not in his bed, but curled up inside a smooth, round, very dark container. "Well, it's not really round," Simon said to himself. "It's kind of egg-shaped." Egg-shaped? That gave Simon an idea. He drew a deep breath and kicked out as hard as he could. There was a loud cracking sound. Crack! Suddenly everything was light. Simon blinked his eyes. He tried to rub them with his fingers, but his feathers got in the way. "My feathers!" cried Simon. And then he knew. "It's true! It's true!" he yelled. "I am a duck. My name is Simon, and I am a duck." Yes, it was true. Somehow, Simon was a duck, and the container he had broken out of was an egg. With a funny but very, very happy quack, Simon wobbled out of the nest that his egg was in, pushed through some tall cattails, and plopped into the big blue pond nearby. "Look at me!" he shouted as he swam around in little lopsided circles. "Look, everybody, I am a duck!" But after Simon had paddled around for a while, he became very, very tired. "Being a duck is not as easy as it looks," he said out loud as he climbed back on the shore. "I beg your pardon," said a voice. Simon did not know there was anyone else around. He looked up. There in front of him was a wise old duck.
"Hi there, sir," said Simon. "My name is Simon, and I am a duck."
Well, you won't be a duck for very long if you carry on like that, replied the duck. A little duckling like you could get eaten by a pike. And you were swimming right out there in the middle of the pond where every pike in the neighborhood could see you. Eaten by a pike? Said Simon. There are snapping turtles and water snakes around here too, continued the duck.
Snapping turtles and water snakes? Asked Simon.
Eagles and hawks are not such a problem as they used to be, but we still see a few.
Eagles and hawks? Asked Simon.
And then there are hunters with shotguns, although they don't usually come around until autumn, concluded the duck.
Hunters? Asked Simon. I didn't know that this was such a dangerous business.
Oh, yes. You have to be pretty sharp to make it as a duck these days.
Thanks a lot for telling me these things, sir, Simon said. Now, can you tell me one more thing?
Certainly, answered the duck.
What would you like to know?
I was just wondering if you remember seeing a freshly cracked egg around here somewhere. I am not really sure where I left mine.
Oh, yes, replied the duck. I spotted it as I flew in. He showed Simon the cattails and the egg was laying behind, and a safe way to get across the pond without being noticed by the pikes and turtles and snakes and eagles and hawks.
Thank you very much, sir, said Simon, as he started off towards the nest.
Thank you very much indeed.
Soon Simon was sitting in his nest between the two halves of the cracked egg. Balancing carefully, he crawled into the big half. As gently as he could with two feathery wings, he put the other half in place. The two halves fitted together very well. Everything was dark.
My name is Simon and I don't want to be a duck anymore, he said, hoping someone would hear.
Did you hear me out there? He yelled.
My name is Simon and I don't want to be a duck.
And then he screamed as loudly as he could. I don't want to be a duck.
In a few moments, after he had stopped crying, he saw that he was no longer a duck at all. He was just Simon, an ordinary little boy, sitting up straight in his ordinary little bed. Things were much different for Simon from then on. The next morning on his way to school, he did not even think about ducks. He walked along the sidewalk. He gazed up into the blue sky and smiled at the bright yellow sun shining down on him.
My name is Simon, and I am a moose. The end.